The title of this sixth chapter of 10th Canto of Krishna book, such a wonderful title, is called Putana Killed. Because she was so terrible. She was terrible. Her consciousness was awful. It was completely inimical to Krishna. She wanted to kill Krishna. She came disguised as a devotee. She came disguised as someone with devotion, but her actual intention, her mind, was in her mind, was her desire to kill Krishna. But Krishna is so kind, that he liberated her, he freed her. From what? This demonic mentality, and he awarded her the position of Dattri, Kambadayalam Sharanam Brajima. Who is more merciful than Krishna? There's one lecture that I hear quite regularly by Srila Prabhupada, spoken in Mayapur in 1976 on the ninth chapter of the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, where the prayers of Prahlad, some of the prayers of Prahlad are described. And Prabhupada in this one lecture, he says that if the purpose of reading all these literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, is so that we actually become convinced that Krishna is all merciful and all powerful. And then, if we, I'm describing a little more than he said. If we are actually convinced that he is both all merciful and all powerful, then we can surrender to him. And then Prabhupada said, for an intelligent person, this can take one moment. Because it's required that we are convinced of these two things. Because if Krishna is all merciful but not all powerful, and we take shelter of him and surrender to him, he's well meaning but he can't really do very much to help us and protect us. And if he's all powerful but not all merciful, he's extremely dangerous. But he has both qualities. He's all powerful, he's all merciful. And therefore, Kambadayalam Saranam Brajema. What does that line of that verse, Aho Pakayam Stanakulkanakutam, what does that mean? Kambadayalam Saranam Brajema. Yeah, who is more merciful, more worthy of our taking shelter of than Krishna? And usually we fear taking shelter of anyone due to this being the material world. This is the land of exploitation. Now everyone, due to false ego, thinks of themselves as the center of existence and thinks that everyone else is meant for his pleasure. And even we take that mood to the extreme when we take to devotional service even, but we think that devotional service is meant for my pleasure. Well, excuse me, not we think that devotional service is meant for my pleasure. I couldn't convince all of you of that. But I think this is the mentality that's influenced by false ego. Practically speaking, it's demonic. Actually, this dva imao purusha loke chara akshara eva chara. There's two kinds of people in this world: the divine and the not so divine. So Prabhupada sometimes was so heavy on this point. He would say, always we have one criteria. One criteria, we see, are they Are they surrendering to Krishna? And what are the four qualities of the four characteristics of the people? Chaturvidha, Vajante Mam, Jana Sukritina Arjuna, Artha Gigyasa Artati Gyanich. There are four kinds of people, and they are Sukritina, they are pious people, and they surrender to Krishna. And then, Namam Duskritino Mudha. So if one is not on this side, Prabhupada would say, then they are mudhas. And he loved to translate mudha as rascal. So simple criterion. You're either on this side or on that side, the rascal side. Prabhupada would speak so strongly like that. Sometimes he would say, and we use this very strong word, rascal. And it is a very hard word, rascal. But he wants to point out, and then he would say, I am not saying, Krishna is saying. And indeed, Krishna is saying that. Those who don't surrender to him are rascals. What do you think about that? It's quite embarrassing, isn't it? So in any case, Putana was the worst of rascals. And how did Krishna treat Putana? The worst of rascals means she was consciously trying to kill him. She had smeared poison on her breast. She was a deceiver, the worst kind. She came in disguise as a mother, and naturally one would trust her. But within our heart was the desire to kill Krishna. The worst kind of rascal. And Krishna, Libhe Gatim Dhatri, gave her the position of nurse in the spiritual world. So who is more merciful than Krishna? So can we trust that Krishna is all merciful and all powerful, and therefore we can place ourselves under his care? And for a fortunate person, Prabhupada said, it can take one moment. Yes. Simple-hearted, fortunate person. Yes. Krishna is so wonderful. And if I don't trust Krishna, who do I end up trusting? My own crazy, foolish, rascal mind. And who has deceived me more than my own crazy, foolish, rascal mind? And I know this better than anyone else, and yet I trust my rascal mind. So that is, for us people like that, it takes a little more time. But if we become fortunate very quickly, then we just call out, Sakrideva Bapanam Tvam. What's the rest of the verse? Yeah, once someone prays to Krishna, Sakrit means one time even. Tava smriti. Chayachite. He prays very sincerely that I am yours. One time. Abhayam sarvadatasmai dadamyetadvatam mama. It is my solemn vow, Krishna, Lord Ram says, or Krishna says, that if someone prays in that way, I will protect him. I will award him fearlessness. So how wonderful is Krishna. One moment of sincerity, he gives himself, practically speaking, gotrate varanam tata, placing oneself under Krishna's protection. The glories, Srila Jiva Goswami says, the glory of this gotrate varanam tata, which is the essential point of Sharanagati, of surrender. It is the Angi, the essential point, is when we actually give ourselves to Krishna and place ourselves under Krishna's protection, that gives birth within our mind to the feeling, the experience, that I am Krishna's. I am one of his protected devotees. I'm a member of his group, so to speak. It allows us entrance into the group of those who are protected by Krishna. What a relief to feel oneself, to experience oneself as protected by Krishna. How wonderful that is. And Krishna has promised this. But Putana was thinking of herself as the enemy of Krishna. But was Krishna thinking of himself as the enemy of Putana? No, no. Although, when she came to him, we heard that Krishna closed his eyes, and there were so many explanations. All the acharyas give different explanations of why Krishna closed his eyes. Does anyone remember one? From this, huh? Yes. Do you remember one?
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes. Anyone remember another one? Thank you. Yes. Why? Well, that doesn't make sense. If it was within the heart, how would closing the eyes help? So wait, if you're fearful of me and I close my eyes, how does that help? Sorry. If yes. She was one of the acharyas said he was transmitting something to her, something like that. Yes, we're doing some more. It says that? He's right. I'm wrong. He closed his eyes. Why? Why would that stop her from being frightened? Huh? Gives everything is okay. Look, I'm not even looking at you. What is the problem? Who, me? I'm just a little boy. Yes, Krishna closed his eyes. But because also he was in the mood of a small child, and little babies, they close their eyes. But actually, he was very angry because Putana had killed so many of the children of Braja. And Krishna was anger. And Krishna's anger kills, Jiva Goswami says. Now that's one thing that we should be careful of. Let us not make Krishna angry at us. Rather, we should make Krishna pleased with us. And if Krishna is pleased with it, oh, how wonderful that is. That is the pleasure of a devotee, when Krishna is pleased. And this is the meditation of a devotee. This is what it means to be a devotee, practically speaking. How can I act in such a way that Krishna is pleased? Say, for example, sweeping the floor of the temple. How can I sweep in such a way that Krishna is pleased? What a nice meditation. Or whatever service we're doing, when we're thinking in that way, then it is really seva. How can I do this in such a way that Krishna will be pleased? Krishna showed the nature of a small baby, and he closed his eyes as if to avoid the face of Putana. And then it describes different reasons. He knew Putana was there to kill him. He took her as if his nurse or mother. There are seven kinds of mothers according to Vedic injunction. The real mother, the wife of the teacher or spiritual master, the wife of a king, the wife of a brahmana, the cow, the nurse, and Mother Earth. All these provide nourishment. So therefore they're respected as mother, given the affection that mothers are given, because they nourish us selflessly. And because Putana came to take Krishna on her lap and offer her breast milk to be sucked by him, she was accepted by Krishna as one of his mothers. And that is after he knew her intention and her mood and her plan, her schemes to kill him. That is to be considered another reason he closed his eyes. He had to kill a nurse or mother. But his killing of his mother or nurse was no different from his love for his real mother or his foster mother, Yashoda. In other words, he was acting for her benefit. How did he act for her benefit? He gave her... She was sinful. She was miserable. She wanted to kill. What type of consciousness can one have when one is afflicted with so much ignorance, tamagun, that one kills children, young children who are helpless? One's consciousness is so terrible, and it is impossible for such a person to be happy, because tamagun brings misery, and sattvagun brings happiness, and passion brings distress. Tamagun brings ever-deepening suffering. And that was her consciousness. And Krishna took from a mountain of misery and tamagun, he found something good, that she's coming to me like a nurse, like a mother. And he found that part. This is Krishna. We further understand from Vedic information, Prabhupada said, that Putana was also treated as a mother and given the same facility as Yashoda. As Yashoda was given liberation from the material world, Putana was also given liberation. When the baby Krishna closed his eyes, Putana took him on her lap. She did not know that she was holding death personified. If a person mistakes a snake for a rope and grabs hold of the rope, really the snake thinking it's a rope, and the snake is a poisonous cobra, what is his fate? He will die. Similarly, Putana had killed so many babies before meeting Krishna, and she mistook him to be like them. But now she was accepting the snake that would kill her immediately. When Putana was taking baby Krishna on her lap, both Yashoda and Rohini were present. But because she was so beautifully dressed and showed motherly affection towards Krishna, they did not forbid her. They did not stop her. And also, this was the desire of Yogamaya, who wanted to show a wonderful pastime of Krishna killing the Putana demon, the Rakshasi Putana. And he also wanted to show the incredible love that Mother Yashoda and Rohini had for Krishna. Because Krishna's pastime, sometimes Krishna does things and the devotees appear to be in such distress. They appear to be in difficulty. Not when they are in difficulty or in some kind of pain or some unfortunate circumstance, but the devotee's distress is centered on whether Krishna is happy or Krishna is in a safe circumstance. This is the consciousness of a devotee. It is so exalted. It is so unselfish. The consciousness of a conditioned soul, by its very nature, ahankara, thinking me, Ishwaraham, Ahambhogi, Siddhaham, Balavansukhi, me. Everything depends on me. I am the most important. I am the star of the great drama of life. And everyone else is meant to be, to support my starring role. But of course, the problem is we cannot convince anyone else of this. But this is the illusion of every conditioned soul. This is what it means to have a false ego. An illusion, thinking of ourselves as central. We are not central. We are tiny. We are insignificant. And therefore, we need illusion. We have to be an illusion to fulfill this desire. When we Krishna bhule se jivanadi bahimuk, turning our back on Krishna, wanting to be central ourselves, we have to be an illusion. We have to have a false ego, because our real identity is servant of Krishna. This is who we are. This is who we are. We are servants of Krishna. And when we turn our back on that, we cannot be happy. We cannot be happy imagining that we are someone who we are actually not. And no matter how much we imagine that we are central, we are not. We cannot be. It is not possible. So Yogamaya allowed Putana to enter. So this amazing pastime, this wonderful pastime can take place. And also the great love of Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi would be seen for the world, till the world can see what true Shuddha Vatsalya Prem is, what loving devotion is, the quality of the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. The world should see this. Because then we in the world will become humble and we will understand, no, I don't have any love. I'm empty of love. So, and also the other reason why Yogamaya allows this to take place, this wonderful pastime, is so that we, thousands of years later, will be able to hear of the pastimes of Krishna. We need to absorb our mind in Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes. If our mind isn't absorbed in Krishna Katha, our mind will be absorbed in Gramya Katha, which brings great dissatisfaction to the heart, to the consciousness. So, Putana was dressed so beautifully, and Prabhupada said, Mother Yashoda and Rohini could not understand that she, Putana, was a sword within a decorated case. What does that example mean? She was a sword within a decorated case. Well, the sword is in the case. It appears to be very beautiful because it's decorated with so many jewels. But actually, it is sharp. It is dangerous. So, of course, they weren't fooled. This is the influence of Yogamaya. But she was dangerous. Putana had smeared a very powerful poison on her breast. And immediately, after taking the baby in her lap, she pushed her breastly nipple within his mouth. She was hoping. It was instantaneous. The poison was so powerful. All the other children who she had killed in this way were instantaneously killed as soon as they took the breast into their mouth. Instantaneously. And she was hoping that Krishna would die immediately. She was hoping that as soon as he would suck her breast, he would die. But baby Krishna very quickly took the nipple in anger. He sucked the milk poison along with the life air of the demon. The devatas, after Putana was killed, Srila Jiva Goswami says that the devatas was saying that you called Krishna to suck your breast, and for a child the breast milk is his life, so you asked him to suck your life and you died, so what's the problem? Who have you to be angry at? But Krishna became angry at her demonic activities. But even his anger is purifying and wonderful and acts for the benefit of everyone. In other words, Krishna simultaneously sucked the milk from her breast and killed her by sucking out her life. Krishna is so merciful that because the demon Putana came to offer her breast milk to him, he fulfilled her desire and accepted her activities as motherly. But to stop her from further nefarious activities, what does nefarious mean? What does nefarious mean? Like more evil, yes? Abominable, yes, very good. To stop her from her terrible ways, he immediately killed her. And because the demon was killed by Krishna, she got liberation. She was liberated. As Krishna pressed her breast extremely hard and sucked out her very breath, Putana fell down, her pran fell down on the ground, spreading her arms and legs, and she began to cry, "Oh child, leave me, leave me." "But you are giving me your breast now. You're telling me to leave you?" Krishna was holding on very hard. She was crying loudly and perspiring. Her whole body became wet. And she died screaming. And there was a tremendous vibration on the earth and in the sky. She screamed. And Jiva Goswami describes that she flew away. She assumed her real form, which was horrendous, horrible. She assumed that form and flew up into the sky like a bird, crying out, "Leave me, leave me." Her cry was so loud that people thought that thunderbolts were falling. Thunderbolts falling. Very loud, terrifying sound. No matter how brave you are, when a thunderbolt strikes, terror enters one's heart. Thus, the nightmare of the Putana witch was over, and she assumed her real feature as a great demon. And she flew out of the house. And she landed with a form, her actual form, that caused the destruction of maybe 12 miles or 12 kilometers. And she crushed not one person, not one house in Braj when she fell down crying and screaming. But she smashed all the mango orchards of King Kamsa. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this. When Krishna does something, he does many things with one action, many wonderful things. Because Kamsa had sent him, and he was always sending messages in this somewhat parokshavad. What does parokshavad mean? Indirect way. Kamsa, stop this. He was giving Kamsa warnings. Up to the moment, practically speaking, the day before he killed Kamsa, what did he do? When he first entered in Mathura, what did he do? He broke the bow. And the sound was so loud, he was telling Kamsa, "Release Devaki and Vasudev." He was giving him another chance. He had imprisoned, Kamsa had imprisoned Devaki and Vasudev. He was giving him a chance. "Who are you dealing with, Kamsa?" Then Kamsa sent a battalion of soldiers to attack Krishna and Balaram after doing this. And Balaram picked up one end of the broken bow, and Krishna picked up the other end of the broken bow, and those soldiers came, and Krishna and Balaram killed them all. And that night, Kamsa could not sleep, but he was so determined and so inimical with Krishna, he could not sleep, but he could not just say, I'm sorry, Krishna. I know I've done so many terrible things, but please forgive me. Please forgive me. He couldn't do it. He was such a determined demon. He possessed such a demonic mentality. Kamsa could not sleep that night. He was always thinking of Krishna, but not anukulena Krishna. He was pratikul, against Krishna, fearing Krishna. Kamsa was filled with fear of Krishna. But yet, Krishna is so powerful that even that thinking of Krishna with fear purified him. And also that same night, Nanda Maharaj couldn't sleep. He was thinking, oh, why did my boy, he's so restless. Why did he break the bow? Now Kamsa's even going to be more angry at him. Why did I bring him here to Mathura? Oh, this Kamsa is so terrible. Why did I bring my boy? Now he's going to be angry at my boy. He couldn't sleep. But Krishna and Balaram and the coward boys slept very nicely. Because they were coward boys, you know where they slept? Just under the carts. They just went underneath the carts and they peacefully slept all night long. And when they got up, they went to the Amuna to play. And they came late to the wrestling arena. Anyway, Kamsa, let him wait. So Putana had fallen down and Krishna was holding on. And what happened? Because Mother Yasoda, just imagine, of course we can't imagine, but just imagine Mother Yasoda and Rohini Devi, they loved Krishna so fully, and they thought, oh, this beautiful lady, she is like Lakshmi Devi, and she says, I am Lakshmi Devi, and my milk is like nectar. And even though you are all so hard-hearted that you put him aside, I have come here because this boy is as dear as life, and one who is dear as life should be held to our hearts. But you have put him down. How could you do this? I will nourish him with the nectar of my milk and make his body healthy and strong. And then suddenly, she turns into this horrible creature that's huge and flies out of the house, and Krishna is gone. What was her experience? If she had not fainted, if Rohini Devi had not fainted, both would have died. Because Krishna was the life of their life. We have banned everything but moo ringtones in this. But only, I don't know anyone else but Tirtharaj Prabhu who ever had one. But Krishna is everything for all the residents of Vrindavan. Everything. When Krishna was in difficulty, they felt they had no life left in them. Mother Yasoda and Rohini fainted. And all the residents of Vrindavan, the elderly gopis, they ran, they heard the sound and they saw Krishna peacefully playing on the breast of this horrible demon, and without even thinking of that it was a fearful situation, the ladies ran, grabbed Krishna, and then that without looking back, they ran to the house of Nanda Maharaj, into Yashoda Maharaj's room, and they saw Mother Yashoda was and Mohini were unconscious on the ground. And one elderly, very intelligent lady, no one knew what to do. She thought, I will place Krishna on the lap of Yashoda. And when Krishna was on the lap of Yashoda, his presence brought her back to consciousness. And she came to consciousness, and she looked at her boy and fainted. But let us continue directly here. She died screaming. There was a tremendous vibration on the earth and in the sky, on the upper and lower planets and in all directions. The people thought that thunderbolts were falling. Thus the nightmare of the Putana witch was over, and she assumed her real feature as a great demon. She opened her fierce mouth and spread her arms and legs all over. She fell exactly as Vritrasura did when struck by the thunderbolt of the long hair on her head was scattered all over her body. Her fallen body extended up to 12 miles and smashed all the trees to pieces. And everyone was struck with wonder upon seeing this gigantic body. Her teeth appeared like plows. Her nostrils appeared just like mountain caves. Huge. Her breasts appeared like small hills. Her hair was a vast reddish bush. Her eye sockets appeared like blind wells. Her two thighs appeared like two banks of a river. Her two hands appeared like two strongly constructed bridges. Her abdomen seemed like a dried up lake. All the coward men and women became struck with awe and wonder upon seeing this. And the tumultuous sound of her falling shocked their brains and ears and made their hearts beat strongly. When the gopis saw little Krishna fearlessly playing on Putana's lap, they very quickly came and picked him up. Mother Yashoda, Rohini, and the other elderly gopis immediately performed the auspicious rituals by taking the tail of a cow and circumambulating his body. Means chamara. The child was completely washed with the urine of a cow, and the dust created by the hoofs of the cow was thrown all over his body. This was all just to save little Krishna from future inauspicious accidents. When the gopis began, when Mother Yashoda came back to consciousness and she began feeding Krishna, the gopis began to all discuss amongst themselves. They tried to keep themselves happy in a blissful mood because the circumstance was so difficult and everyone was still so upset. They tried to keep themselves in a blissful mood, and they started saying things like, perhaps maybe the devatas said, this is amazing. Krishna is like nectar and Putana is like poison. And usually when nectar is placed near poison, the nectar turns into poison. But in this case, the nectar stayed nectar and the poison remained poison. But actually, the poison was purified. Because when they, on Monday, we'll hear what Nanda Maharaj did. we'll get to, it'll take us a little while before we get to what Nanda Maharaj did, but all the protective rituals that they did for Krishna's safety, they were only concerned with the safety of Krishna. They were Krishna conscious. They were Krishna conscious. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Isn't it good that Putina was killed? We can all sleep happily tonight. Not in anxiety, what's going to happen to poor Krishna. Tomorrow, we won't have a reading from Krishna book, but we'll have a japa improvement session tomorrow. So if you are going to come, please bring your beads, please. And we shall chant japa and try to, because japa is our, it's such an important time, because it's a time that we can be with Krishna. It's Krishna, we're supposed to have nothing else to do at that time. We don't, sometimes we, anyway, we'll talk about all the silly things that the crazy mind does tomorrow sometimes. But it is a special time, our japa time. We should think, I have nothing else to do at this time except to be with Krishna in the form of his holy names. That's myself and Krishna in the form of his holy names. How fortunate we are if we can have that mentality. Okay, thank you very much. Now we are fortunate for another reason, because we can go and see Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Gornatai, and Sri Krishna Balaram, and Sri Valasana Sunda in the temple. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada's house ki jai, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktavinda ki jai.